Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
It is season 3 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today's topic is get your sexy on. Ooh. Oh, yeah. We're going to let out all of our secrets on today's podcast, and this is one episode you don't want to miss.
For today's topic, get your sexy on, we're going to be taking an interactive quiz. And there are 8 questions, and you can play along at home. We'll ask each question, share our answers, and then reveal what our answers say about our sexiness. Download the quiz by going to this week's show notes at dirtylazyketo.com. But first, a quick break.
Thanks so much, Tamara. Well, in my opinion, you guys, nutrition plays a huge part in how I feel about myself. When I eat better, I feel better. So let me help you get started with some keto cooking recipes or help you stay motivated. Check out the new Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook. 100 easy recipes, low carb, that you can make in 30 minutes or less. Pick up your copy today at Costco, Target, Sam's Club, Barnes & Noble, or of course, you can order it on Amazon.com.
Hey, Stephanie. Okay, I've downloaded my Get Your Sexy On quiz questions from the website, and I'm kind of excited. So how is this going to work, Stephanie?
Okay, Tamara, we have got 8 questions. So each quiz question is like a fill in the blank. So pretty easy, right? Mm-hmm. And the goal is when you're looking at the quiz, you want to say the first thing that pops into your mind. So you have to be honest and try not to overthink it. Okay. Can you handle that?
Yes, I can do that.
Professor.
I'll try to edit myself.
And of course you don't have to have the quiz downloaded from the website, but I think it is a little bit fun. So,
yeah.
So let's start with number one.
Okay.
Question number one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. That was a nice voice.
You like that? That was my TV radio voice. I'm trying to get my sexy on. I'm trying to get in the mood. I'm feeling it.
Channel it.
I'm channeling the sexiness.
Okay.
Number one, the most beautiful photo I've ever seen of myself was dun, 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 dun. Fill in the blank. So I want to hear your answer. I'm going to share my answer.
Okay.
And then we will reveal the hidden message behind what that really means about getting our sexy on.
That feels very like I'm being psychoanalyzed.
Right? Okay. I'm analyzing you like one of those tawdry like Cosmo magazines that we all used to read when we were young.
Yes. So. Yes. Oh, nice. Okay. Well, the funny thing is what popped into my head is this one photo I have where I'm just like hugging my kids and we're just laughing hilariously. I don't know. It was just felt like a natural moment. And I feel like it's a beautiful photo because it shows our love for each other in not a posed staged way.
Interesting.
Yeah. What was yours?
I think the most beautiful photo I've ever seen of myself, I was in the New York City Marathon. I just entered the Big Park, Central Park.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it was like mile 21 and I had no makeup on. I hadn't brushed my teeth. Obviously I was filthy, but I had let my hair out of the bun because I don't know, it was bothering me and my hair was like flowing behind me and I'm running and I'm glowing in the picture.
Aww.
I'm glowing and I'm filthy and disgusting, but I'm so happy. And I think I look really good in that picture. Like I feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're probably all exhilarated on with your runner's high after that.
Well, it's just weird. Isn't it weird to think about what picture and you know, we're talking about sexiness, but here I am talking about having brushed my teeth and you're talking about, you know, with your family. So what's the hidden message there?
Yeah. Because in my photo, I don't even think I had makeup on either. Now that I think of it, it was just more the feeling behind it. Right. So what was the feeling behind my photo was this feeling loved and feeling community and connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the feeling of yours behind yours?
I think for me, it was feeling attractive. It came from within. I think I felt really active and healthy and strong, and that made me feel attractive and beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's surprising, right? Because I think so many of us assume that it's going to be our wedding day photo or, I don't know, something where it's more physical. But for both you and I, it was something that came from within, right?
Yeah, yeah. And there's nothing wrong if you talked about your wedding photo, right? But I think it's, I guess it's highlighting for me that beauty isn't just the physical. I mean, that's part of it. But feeling loved, feeling like connected feels like beauty also, I guess, apparently, according to my answer.
Well, that's how you can get your sexy on. And that's what we're hoping is that our quiz questions help our listeners and each other kind of identify what we need to feel sexy. And so we're kind of uncovering or shedding a light onto different areas that can make us feel more attractive. Because some of us, including us, or I should say me, you know, we struggle with this sometimes. So this can be a good reminder or an opportunity for growth.
Yeah. Awesome. Good one. I know. And it's expanding our idea of what's sexy.
Yeah.
Right.
We're challenging our listeners today, right?
Cause like for you, you're proud and you've done this physical, amazing feat. You know what I mean? I don't know. Just.
Yeah. I felt really good that I could move my body in a way that was, made me feel strong and confident and proud in a way that I never had before.
Yeah.
I think for me, that was a really sexy feeling.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew? Let's go to number two, Tamara.
All right. What's number two?
Okay. Quiz question number two. So listeners, try not to overthink it. Just fill in the blank. Here we go. Number two, for some reason, whenever I'm doing this activity, fill in the blank, I feel strong, confident, and amazing.
Okay, I put immediately lifting weights. I feel like a beast, man. Because
you are kind of a badass when you're lifting your weights, Tamara.
And I feel like that's one of my physical strengths is that like I can lift a lot.
You are hella strong.
Yeah.
You are freakishly strong.
Yeah. Even in high school, I'd be like, okay, bitches, I outlifted you by 40 pounds or whatever. And so, I think it's because it's a unique physical gift I have that again has nothing to do with sexiness necessarily, at least
I think we're expanding our view, right? I mean, that's what's so challenging about this topic is that I think so many of us are stuck in this mindset about what sexiness looks and should feel like.
Yeah.
But you and I are kind of unveiling and encouraging our listeners to think about that's maybe not the truth for you.
Yeah.
We're all about the unconventional path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So when you said, whenever I'm doing what activity, you feel strong, confident, and amazing.
For me, Tamara, it is being in the water. And this totally shocked me because I'm a terrible swimmer. I'm really good at floating with a circle.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do on vacation. But whenever I'm in the water, I feel really good. Like I feel beautiful. I feel strong. I feel amazing. I feel sexy. It's so surprising to me that that's what popped into my head.
Yeah.
And I like to do water aerobics. I like to float. I like to, you know, look at fish if I'm out on vacation. Yeah. I love water activities and it just makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Is that, I'm trying to look underneath that. Is that because you're more relaxed in the water?
I think actually it's because I'm weightless.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I can float around as my body is one with the water. I know I'm getting a little deep, but I don't feel like the heaviness of who I am. I'm just floating around and I'm also part of a huger. That's a real word.
Huger.
I'm part of like this enormous world.
Yeah.
In the ocean. Like I went whale watching last weekend and seeing the whales are these enormous creatures and they're just gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah.
So I feel part of that and it makes me feel sexy. Like I'm another being.
Yeah.
A mermaid.
I
don't know. It's weird.
Next, you need to go to the beach for your next date or whatever.
Why I like being in the water.
There is something so romantic, I have to say, about the beach.
I love the water. Well, it can be in a pool. It doesn't for me have to be necessarily have a sexy beach in Hawaii. It can just be, I just like being in the water. But the hidden message there, Tamara, is that feeling attractive, it's not necessarily about the way we look.
Mm-hmm.
It's that feeling from within, right?
Yeah. Like for me, it was being unique, being strong. physically strong, which really isn't what we associate. Women are supposed to be all demure and, you know, tiny and whatever.
But it sounds like you feel very powerful when you're able to lift weight, especially in comparison to maybe other people. I know that you're a competitive kind of gear.
Yeah. Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. That's who you are. Yeah. So if lifting weights and being at the gym makes you feel proud and sexy and strong, then lean in, right?
Right. Because I have to tell myself, other people probably find that sexy too. I mean, and who cares, right? Or should
who cares about the other people?
Right.
I want our listeners to think about yourselves, because a lot of us struggle, especially as we're, you know, at our age, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You know, there's issues that make it more challenging. So we have to do everything we can to feel good about ourselves, because it bleeds into other areas.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Number three.
What's that one?
Only young. Okay. Fill in the blank. Yeah. Only young, attractive women or men. If we have a man listener following along.
Okay.
Only young, attractive women or men should wear blank. Oh my gosh. You are cracking up already.
I had thongs.
See, you and I are going in that dark place. My answer was cheeky bikinis.
Oh, similar.
That's funny. What does that say about you, Tamara? Why do you think you said only young, attractive men or women? Depending on who you're attracted to, right? Because we have a big audience.
Yeah. You know,
Why do you think that is the case, in your opinion?
I'm guessing that I'm totally affected by media that only show thongs on tiny, skinny, young girls. You know, like you never see an 80-year-old in a thong. Never.
Perhaps not in what you're imagining. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Or in the media. And that's why I said, you know, it's like, it's not an image. In fact, that image is really portrayed very negatively in the media. So I'm sure that's, you know, that belief is something that's, you know, I've not allowed myself to think of as sexy, because you never see it. You don't see old people being sexy, period, in sexy, traditional sexy clothes.
It's interesting.
So, yeah.
Whatever our listeners answered, you have to kind of think what that means to you and your experience in your world. And I said cheeky bikinis, which is similar to yours. And it's interesting that I said that, because I like to wear cheeky bikinis.
Yeah.
But I'm not necessarily young or fabulous, and I have lots of situations happening in my body that maybe aren't deemed sexy by other people. Yeah. But I think you're right. It's time for us to really challenge these false beliefs, right? Because is that true? I mean, is that true that only young, attractive men or women can wear a cheeky bikini?
No, it's not.
Underwear?
No. I mean, you know, when you get down to it, it's, how does it make you feel? Like, isn't that like, but the problem is, like, with me, I get in my own head. I'm like, oh, trying to look at myself as how other people would see me, like, oh God, she should not be wearing that. And I got to get that out of my head.
Yeah.
And more into do I feel sexy in it? Then wear it.
No, you're totally right. I mean, this is like an area, like we said, this could be an area to put a spotlight on for ourselves and our listeners. Yeah. If there's a type of clothing or whatever that you're thinking should only be reserved for certain people, it's like, well, why do we think that? And maybe that's time to tear that apart. I know I've shared in the past, I think in our swimsuit makeover episode, that whenever I pack to go on vacation, I always bring these grandma swimsuits. And, you know, I hope that's not offensive. But you know what I mean? I pack these very conservative swimsuits that are like a lot of clothes, you know, lots of fabric. Mm-hmm. And then I get there and I get really mad at myself, because I see other people of all shapes, sizes, and ages rocking these cute little thongs or strappy this and strappy that. And especially when I go to Hawaii, Tamara, the women are beautiful at all sizes, shapes, ages, pregnant women wearing thongs and bikinis. And so I think no matter what age, or size or shape, you know, you can rock anything as long as you have that confidence. And when I go on vacation and see those women of all different ages and, you know, ethnicities and beautiful body shapes, I get mad that I didn't pack a swimsuit that was equally as cute.
It
makes me feel stupid. I'm like, look at her, you know, she's twice my age or twice my weight. And she looks gorgeous, like rocking this thong out there surfing and having fun and playing with her friends. And then here I am with this, you know, gown. Seriously, it's like, this is an area for me to challenge myself. I think I have to keep working on this one.
And me too. I mean, I think you're a step ahead of me because you notice the people who are the diversity of bodies. I notice only the tiny, young, perfect ones. And I'm blinding myself to, oh, I don't look like her. I don't look like her. Instead of looking, taking a step back like you and saying, oh, no, look at how diverse the bodies are and the ages are and whatever. So I need to get up to that level.
Well, it's one thing to like notice it and then another to do something about it. So
yeah,
we're works in progress.
Right.
We are.
We are.
Well, let's move on to number four, Tamara, okay. For our interactive quiz for our listeners, okay. Fill in the blank. When I see myself in the mirror, the first thought that pops into my head is blank.
I wasn't going to say this, but I'm forcing myself to say my first thing, but I see my wrinkles and I think, oh, I'm getting older. I see that when I first look in the mirror. Okay. I said it. I didn't want to admit that, but okay. I did.
Girl, it's okay. I think I talk about my yellow teeth when I first look in the mirror and I didn't want to say that either.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, first of all, I noticed my smile, which is a positive thing. And I think that I look happier or I feel happier when I smile, but I also do at the same time go, oh girl, the teeth.
I know.
I'm saying to myself.
Yeah.
Does your conversation go any more beyond the wrinkles or do you stop there?
I mean, I try to turn my thinking, you know, I try not to dwell on the negative, like, oh God, a new wrinkle, or, you know, look how old I look. I really try not to. But it's a challenge. Like I have to work at it. I have to just have that constant conversation with myself. Like, you know, girl, you are wise now, you know, that face has taken you through a lot, like just kind of that more positive way of looking at my age and my face. So yeah, but I still have to deal with those demons. So I guess
I think we all do. I mean, you're not alone.
Yeah.
I think it'd be ridiculous if we were both like, oh, we're fabulous. And then we look in the mirror and everything's great. Cause we all are challenged by this. And I think that's the hidden message of the quiz for question number four is we want to start thinking about those internal messages and that self-talk because self-esteem affects us in our ability to feel sexy. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to really challenge that dialogue by changing the internal positive messages.
Yes.
And you know,
yeah,
making sure to turn the volume up on the positive ones and turn the volume down on the negative ones.
Yeah. And I think it shows that it's a practice. Like it doesn't happen overnight. You just have to practice.
Yeah.
And it's a struggle and nobody's perfect at it. Some of us are better than others.
And different experiences too, different times of the day, different things. I mean, these are all different.
Yeah.
I was trying to brainstorm here the different ways we can work on ourselves and feel sexier. And these were kind of the fun activities I came up with.
Yeah, no, it's great. For sure.
You want to do number five or do you want me to read it?
I can read it.
Okay.
Here's the question. I notice when I do more self-care activities like blank, blank, and blank, I feel sexier.
Interesting.
Yeah. Steph, what do you do?
Again, self-care. So embarrassing to share some of these.
Okay.
But I'm going to go there.
All right.
Showering. taking time to get ready. And wearing fitted clothes, putting on lotion. What about you?
I put getting a massage, jogging, and a new hairstyle. Wow. Yeah, going to the salon and getting a new do.
Getting a new do.
Yeah. So some of those for me are all physical, actually. I mean, getting a massage,
touch.
And exercising, and then changing my hairstyle a little bit. So I guess maybe
you had a little bit of everything, like touch, physical touch, caring for your body, like movement, and then also feeling attractive, like looking in here and having time for yourself to do your hair.
Yeah, but I guess if you think about it, any one of those things, you wouldn't necessarily say, "Oh, I'm going to go jogging to feel sexier."
I know. That's why this exercise, I think, is so surprising. Because for me, like the fact that I put showering, like that's not embarrassing. Like lately, Tamara and I have been, you and I off camera, we talk a lot about we're trying to exercise more regularly. So I've been challenging myself this year to go out running almost every day. Yeah. And I can't afford the time in my day to shower every single day after I run. It's embarrassing, but I realize it's affecting the way I feel about myself. Like even though I exercise, I don't have necessarily the time to shower and wash my hair and dry my hair and curl my hair and then go to work. So I've been cutting corners a little bit, but then that affects how I feel about myself.
Yeah. I think too, during COVID, it's easy to not shower because you don't leave the house.
Right. And I'm like, I stink. Yeah. I really do. I'm going to go a day or two without showering. Yeah. I'll run a couple days in a row. And I'm like, this is terrible. What am I doing?
I know. Thank goodness for our podcast and my Zoom meetings, because it's the only time I get out of my sweatpants and PJs. I mean, it's kind of sad. And that weight of that does make you feel, it does not make feel sexy.
I mean, I agree with you. When I put on the good clothes and I'm doing my hair and my makeup, for me, it's lotion and wearing fitted clothes for me.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like, it doesn't have to be dress up clothes, but if I wear like stretch pants, yoga pants, for example, as opposed to jogging pants, yoga pants are comfy, but I feel sexy in them. Jogging pants, I feel disgusting and homeless. So I have to be aware of that. It affects my sexiness.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess, you know, the message hidden in there is to focus on what feels like self-care for you, and that will create sexiness actually without even trying, I think. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hidden message, I think, I mean, just how I'm interpreting it is that the feeling sexy isn't something I do for other people.
Yeah.
And I think that's tricky, because I think as women, especially, we're taught you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to wear the lingerie. No, I need to take a shower. Like for me, it's pretty basic. I need to take care of my body. Yeah. I need to put on some lotion, some makeup, wear fitted clothes, get enough sleep. Then I feel really good about myself.
Yeah. We're taught it's about pleasing the other person sexually.
The partner. Yeah. But I, for me, it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
For me, I have to take care of myself.
Yeah.
Put on makeup even when I'm home alone, because I feel better about myself. It has nothing to do with other people.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest surprises, I think, of this topic for me.
I think so too. I think so for me too, because I can just think of, if you're not comfortable with yourself, you can't be all sexy and free. Cause I guess sexiness, maybe what that's expanding our definition of sexiness, is feeling comfortable and feeling free and feeling, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, if you don't feel attractive to yourself, you can't be attractive to a partner.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, taking care of yourself, as simple as putting on hand lotion for me. I have this Hawaiian Tropic hand lotion that I adore. And sometimes, again, I'm like, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to put it on as I'm leaving. Yeah. What, really? To put on lotion, that's a struggle. But I find myself, when I skip that, I don't feel attractive. And then when I do put it on, I smell it all day and I feel delicious.
Yeah. I have to say, you know, that you say that is, I feel naked without my perfume. And I just, I mean, I douse myself. And even throughout the day. And I think that's just, I can, I like that.
You're like, I'm delicious.
Yeah. Like, yeah, just it's for a big myself. Thing. Yeah.
For you. That's the key, is for you. My mom told me this my whole life and I ignored her. I'm like, whatever, mom, you don't know anything. Didn't we all do that to our parents?
Of course.
But I remember that when I had little kids, like young little kids, my babies were toddlers and I wasn't taking care of myself at all. And she kept telling me, do your hair, put on makeup.
Yeah.
I'm all, why the hell would I do that? I've slept 2 hours. I could care less. She's like, believe me, it works. Yeah. She was right.
Yeah.
And then nothing to do with my husband. It was all about me. I needed to put myself first before a crying baby and just shower or put on deodorant or put on, you know, perfume, like you said, that makes you feel a lot better about yourself.
Yeah. It also goes to our fake it till you make it also.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you'll feel sexier when you go through the motions of making the effort. Yeah. Although I think the lesson here is maybe not necessarily at pleasing another person, but yourself.
Pleasing yourself, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Check.
Jack.
Number six.
Okay.
People always seem to compliment me about blank.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. What's your answer?
It's so funny because right now it's my funky colored hair.
I was totally going to guess that about you.
Yeah. It's funny. Before that, my hair was not something people complimented me on. And it's, people either love it or hate it. But that's the one I get a lot. What about you? What's the compliment?
I would say the same thing. And that's why the answer is funny. And I used to have dark brown hair, like super dark. And now it's, you know, I could say something noxious and I'm going to try to restrain myself.
Okay.
But anyway, it's the bleach bottle blonde, and I really like it. I feel like different from other people, and for me that's important. I like being a rebel.
Yeah.
What about you? Why do you feel like your hair being different? Does it make you feel attractive?
Yeah.
I know other people say that, but does it make you feel sexy?
It's unique, and it's makes me feel different than my normal ordinary self. You know, sometimes I think, and I started doing this once we had the COVID outbreak, and I think it was, I'm stuck in the house. You feel invisible. I don't see my friends, you know? So I think it was part of lifting my own spirits up just to bring me some fun and cheer and something different. And I'm also, and this is a know yourself, I like to change my appearance. It makes me, gives me a good feeling. So yeah, that's why the colors keep changing.
So like, more variety. Like you're giving that. And I love how you said you're doing it for yourself, because that makes you feel attractive and sexy when you have a different hairstyle or different colors to weave in.
Yeah. Because some people don't like it at all.
And you're not doing it for them.
Right.
Exactly. That's the key to all of this.
Yeah.
Because it does affect your self-esteem. And I think our listeners are going to have a different answer. We both said hair, but other people might have a totally different reaction. Yeah. But I think it's important to notice here that just because someone else compliments you on something, I think it's important to know how it makes you feel, but are you doing it for these other people?
Yeah.
Are you doing it for yourself?
Yeah.
Like you clearly said you're doing it for yourself, and I did too, but not everybody does that, right? And then they're giving away all their power to a partner or to the media, right?
Yeah.
To someone else to see what their reaction is. You always hear about like supermodels that are gorgeous, but then you hear about them having eating disorders and, you know, feeling horrible and having all these drug problems and stuff. And it's because they're giving away all their power to other people about how they should look and feel.
Yeah, I agree. And even people who go against the grain, like I know there's some women who will embrace their gray hair. And the ones that really embrace it and that they love it and it makes them feel good, it shows. Don't you feel like you can feel it when they walk in a room? They're just proud of their gray hair. I mean, so you're right. It's not actually, doesn't even matter what it is.
It doesn't matter what it is.
No.
It can be any part of you.
Yeah.
You notice like people are always complimenting me on, I don't know, your volunteer work. I mean, it can be anything.
Yeah.
That's the part to zone in on is this an area that you're giving away your power to other people, or is it that makes you feel attractive and good about yourself?
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Number seven.
Okay. You want me to read this one?
Sure.
When I'm at goal weight or wearing a particular size, I plan to blank.
This one's a good one, right?
Yeah.
I think it can be really insightful.
Yeah.
For me, I chose adventurous activities. Mm. And this was something before, you know, when I was a lot heavier that I really struggled with. I used to let my family go ahead and do things in front of me. We'd go hiking. They'd be running across logs and creeks and I would never participate. They'd go across swinging bridges over rivers and I would just sit there and quote unquote, take pictures. So for me, this is something that now that I've lost weight, I'm capitalizing on and really forcing myself to do, because I don't want to be sitting on the sidelines. I feel sexy when I'm adventurous.
Yeah. It's funny. That's another one where you don't necessarily, it's not an obvious thing.
Yeah.
But think about it, you know, the people I admired are really adventurous and, you know, they don't hold back.
And for me, I'm not talking about like crazy necessarily like cave jumping and airport stuff. Like for me, riding bikes, when we go on vacation, we ride bikes around New Orleans, across the Golden Gate Bridge, across the Brooklyn Bridge and around Central Park. Like every time I go anywhere now, we rent bikes and I feel really adventurous and proud to be able to exercise and keep up with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something I kept pushing off, I think, when I was heavier.
Yeah. Even though, why not? I mean, why not do it when you're, before you're at your goal weight?
Well, obviously that's the hidden message, right?
Yeah.
That's the insight, is that what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You know, that live your life now, like be full and sexy and adventurous now.
Yeah.
I mean, what about you? Is there something
mine is so right in line. It's like, and this is another one I don't want to say, but I'm going to anyway.
Okay.
I plan to wear tighter fitting clothes. Mm-hmm. I don't, Yeah, I keep waiting for a smaller size to feel like I look good in like the more, the mini skirt or the tight shirt or whatever. So yeah. And I admit I shouldn't be waiting for that. Like, oh, like there's no magic size. 'Cause even when I do lose more weight, I still feel,
The same inside, right?
I
Yeah.
still feel
No,
like
I've
I
been through
shouldn't be
that.
wearing this, or I don't look right, or
Right.
well, it looks better on someone else, even though I've gotten down the size I want to.
Yeah.
So it's really, it's the feeling it.
It's the feeling. Well, so for you, number seven might be something that, the quiz was insightful for you to say, well, what am I waiting for? And I think just knowing that that's a hot button for you, Tamara, I feel like that's gonna change things. Because isn't that what we, that's our whole motto on the podcast? It's like, I remember in season one, you and I first talked about exercising and we talked about tank tops, and that was like a big deal for you. But as we talked about it, I know it bugged you because you're thinking, damn it, what? I'm a grown woman. Why am I letting a tank top like shame me? And then you went out and bought tank tops and you were rocking it and you were so cute at the gym and you took that challenge and you made it your own.
It helps too to have to surround myself with other women of all different sizes who are not afraid to wear whatever. Like, I love it on the Facebook support group that you have when women take pictures of themselves in, sexy clothing, but at all sizes, like along the way.
Yeah.
It gives me more courage, and you can, they're exuding that how happy they are and comfortable they are in their skin. So that's goals.
It's true. But I think, again, people expect, and us included, we expect our life to magically change if we're only at the size, at this on our wedding day or high school. But nothing changes unless you do the work along the way. Right? Because you're never going to get to size X and then be like, wow, I'm ready for, stretch pants or whatever today, or short skirts and thigh high boots. You got to rock that every moment because you never know. I mean, our lives are short.
Yeah, true. That's another good kind of like a message to have in the back of your head, like, we're not sure about tomorrow.
You don't know. You got to wear that mini skirt, girlfriend.
And my tank top.
And the
I
tank
got
top.
that part down now.
And I'll be
Again,
crossing the logs.
it's a practice again,
Yeah. Okay, number eight, this will wrap it up. It's our last quiz question. I notice when I eat blank, I feel confident and proud of myself.
Well, healthy food for sure for me, like my fruit and veggies. Whenever I'm, and not eating a bunch of garbage, I feel a lot better.
You
Just
feel
proud of
sexier.
myself.
Yeah.
What
I
about
think
you?
food, it was funny. I was trying to think about a particular food because I feel like I eat really good foods. But my problem, Tamara, this is again embarrassing, but I'm going to share it for our listeners and for you, is mine is the quantity of food. So for me, when I eat one plate of food at dinner, I feel attractive and proud and healthy. But when I don't, when I eat 2 to 3 plates at dinner, I feel kind of disgusting and bloated and gross. And I'm not hungry. I just keep eating because I don't have an off switch. And sometimes I just like the taste and it relaxes me. So I just keep eating. So I want to be aware of that because that will kind of turn my whole evening upside down if I eat too much quantity wise. I just feel disgusting. And I don't want to feel that way. I want to feel sexy and attractive for me.
It's hard with that one because you want to, because food is, when you're doing that, it's doing something for you. Either you really are hungry, or if it's like you said, past the point that you're not really hungry, you're just eating to eat, well, then you have to figure out what it is that you need, right? You just don't want to leave a big hole.
Sometimes it's just habit. I mean, I'm not necessarily trying to fix myself, Tamara. I'm just thinking I want to be aware of it because if I'm focusing on trying to be feeling sexy and get my sexy on, this is one thing I can do as an easy fix is to enjoy a plate of food and stop. Boom.
There you go.
Yeah, what's the hidden message, do you think there? That one's kind of an obvious one, huh?
I mean, even what we eat, affects our state of mind, I guess.
Yeah.
So I think it's maybe it's part of self-care too. Like, if you put crap in your body, you're not taking care of yourself. It's not telling you you're so worth a nice, healthy, expensive meal. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's how you treat your body by what you put in it. And you're not garbage, but yet you're putting garbage in. So that just reinforces that you're not a good person.
Yeah. What we eat affects us.
Yeah,
definitely does. I think it'd be, you know, naive of us to assume that food isn't just like putting on lotion or, you know, taking a shower or jogging or all the other things we're talking about, wearing a tank top. I mean, these are all different ways that you can help yourself feel more attractive.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that maybe by giving you a variety of different fun questions that, you know, some might go, oh yeah, I'm really good at that. And other ones you might be like, oh yeah, maybe I should work on that one. But it's, I think it's insightful to try to figure out different ways to improve the way we feel about ourselves.
For sure. And I'm curious what insights our listeners learned about how they can get their sexy on. Did anyone have an aha moment? Tell us your thoughts by emailing Stephanie at dirtylazyketo.com or through Facebook or Instagram at dirtylazyketo. If you hear your comment read on air, contact Stephanie to send you a prize. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take a quick break.
Okay, well, listeners, I know that there are a lot of obstacles in your path when you're trying to lose weight, if that's one of your goals for 2021. And I want you to know that I'm here to help you tackle each one. So with each of the Dirty Lazy Keto books, there are answers to common questions and common problems like being on a tight budget, staying motivated, how to do grocery shopping, meal prep, eating out. Just even not having enough time. So rest assured, the Dirty Lazy Keto books have got you covered. You can pick up a copy of your favorite Dirty Lazy Keto book on my website, dirtylazyketo.com, or on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or inside stores like BJ's, Costco, or Target today.
Thank you, Stephanie. So let's wrap up today's episode by sharing our personal dirty or lazy hacks for getting our sexy on.
Get your sexy on. Okay. So here's mine. I think that during my weight loss journey, I went down about 11 sizes in clothes. And since I couldn't afford to buy a full new wardrobe every month, which is about when I would lose a size, I started shopping at thrift stores. And I found this because it was inexpensive and available. And I would take a little bit more risks when I would reinvent myself every month and tried new styles and fabrics that I never felt comfortable wearing before. And I really leaned into the whole like fake it till you make it strategy that Tamara talked about earlier. And I bought some really ridiculous, I'm going to admit it, and crazy outfits, but they made me feel sexy. And even though they only cost a couple bucks, I'd bring them home and maybe just wear them in the house. And I'll just give you a little tidbit that some of them were leather pants, cheetah prints, strapless dresses, bikinis, and more.
Nice.
I'm trying not to bust up laughing as I read some of those because my kids will just be horrified at some of the clothes that I wore during that time. It really did help. I felt better about myself and it was cheap and fun.
Yeah. And my hack is kind of related to that about changing it up and trying new things. Mine is to give yourself a makeover, change something, do something to change your appearance. And actually that gives you a little sexy boost. My personal favorite one is to go and have a blowout at the salon. Cause normally I wear my hair wavy or curly. And then they do that. It's all smooth and like too much trouble for me. I know. So I feel really good after that. It feels good to have your hair done, but then it feels really good to have this like new, different look. You try a new haircut. You could just try new makeup. You know, I know it's harder now because in some areas the salons aren't open, but you can go to the makeup counter and just pick out some sparkly eyeshadow or just try something a little new. Another thing I want to try is getting those eyelash extensions. Have you heard of those? I want one. But you can even do things like, you know, fake nails, whatever. Just do something to mix it up.
Great tip. Well, listeners, you don't need permission from anyone to feel sexy. Feeling attractive has so much more to do with how you feel about yourself from the inside out. It doesn't matter what age, weight, or your current size, you can get your sexy on right now. Like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz says, the power has been with you inside all along.
And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show us your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on YouTube, give the episode a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to Dirty Lazy Keto Channel.
Well, we love reading your listener comments and reviews. And I want to share something a listener wrote. This is by Joyce. And Joyce, since you're hearing me, you may want to contact me because I will send you a Dirty Lazy Keto prize. And Joyce wrote to us on YouTube, "If I am having a down day, I just watch one of your podcasts again, and you and Tamara bring me right out of it. Thank you so much for sharing your life journey to losing weight and becoming healthy out in the world. When you talk about how much you love food, Stephanie," she says, "that's me too." She goes, "if you ever wonder who you two are helping, please know that you are. You are making it fun."
Aw.
Thanks, Joyce.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.